It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Rogers State University and Northwest Missouri State and Rogers State. We're at the Claremore Expo Center with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. The Bearcats coming in preseason ranked number one in the nation and in the MIAA on the midside for Rogers State. They're coming off a loss in their first game of the season Thursday evening. A heartbreaking overtime loss to Missouri Western. Ended up losing that one 63-55 as Missouri Western outscored Rogers State 17-4 in overtime on that matchup. So again, it's the Bearcats and Hillcats. Matt Tritton, this should be a good matchup. This Hillcat men's team, they're picked to finish fourth in the MIAA, and again, Northwest picked as the number one team in the conference, and this is a very good Rogers State men's team Northwest will be facing this afternoon.
Yeah, they lost a little bit, but if you think back to last season, I mean, this was a team that was heading into the NCAA tournament. They're going to be playing in that regional at Northwest Missouri State University, and we only saw them once. It was in early January, and it was a physical, hard basketball game. The score wasn't indicative of what that game was actually like. Well, Northwest ended up pulling away and winning by a good margin there, but this is a good Hillcat team. They're well coached. This is going to be a fun matchup this afternoon.
Two teams going through their pregame warmups, and a reminder that Bearcat pregame is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. Back with more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Support also comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com. Also from the monks at Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students in the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599. Support also comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southeast Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through a local team of providers and nurses. More at clarindahealth.com. Also from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Welcome back to Claremore Expo Center in Claremore, Oklahoma. Along with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. It's Northwest and Rogers State for the Bearcat men's basketball team. The first time they've been down in Claremore to face Rogers State. This Rogers State program, athletic program, really getting it going into the 07-08 year. And Matt, a little bit of a connection between Northwest and Rogers State. The first head coach for Rogers State in men's basketball is Wren Baker. Wren then transitioned into athletic director at Rogers State, and then he was hired at Northwest as an athletic director before moving on. So just a little bit of a Bearcat connection down here with the folks in Claremore.
And always enjoyed our time with Bryn Baker and having the chance to get to know him while he was in Maryville. And, of course, moving on, I believe he's at North Texas now, isn't he?
Yes.
But, yeah, obviously stepped in and laid a good foundation for a program that is on the rise.
And this Rogers State team coming in, much like last year, a very physical team. And we talked about the physicality of the women's game with Rogers State. This men's team and takes it to a whole new level with physical play.
Well, talking with Zach Snyder at the halftime of the women's game, that it was Rogers State last year that Ryan Welty got popped in the face and briefly knocked out when he was taking on that Rogers State basketball team. So Northwest kind of knew coming in that this is going to be a team that's going to be very physical, but Northwest doesn't want to shy away from it. They want to embrace it. You know what? I think that's important early on in the season. If you can go into a game and show that you're not going to shy away from that, and maybe bring some of that own physicality yourself, that sets a tone for your team and the way that that season can go.
And a reminder, the support for Bearcat pregame comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com. And from the Bearcat Bookstore, the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as accessories and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Support also comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MarylandForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance, agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and businesses and 24-hour assistance. More at 562-2911 or in the office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is at BearcatSports.com. Support also comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is at jakesaintjoe.com. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. You don't want your last text to be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Welcome back to our pregame for this afternoon's opener for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team as they take on Rogers State here in Claremore, Oklahoma. And we're talking now with head coach of Bearcats, Ben McCullum. Ben, before we talk about today's game, let's talk about shoot around. You got a little bit of exercise in coming over here for the shoot around.
Yeah, you know, you got to get kind of the nervous energy out. So, yeah, no, ran over here, but you know, it's good to have a game day again. It's good to do those things that you know, used to do where you work out on game days and then get to play a game. So we're excited about the chance.
How much fun is it knowing that you finally get the season started, a little bit of a later start this year, no non-conference games, and just the way last season ended to get finally to the point where you play some basketball again?
I think it's good for everybody. I think it's good for our kids. I think it's good for our community, just our school, just to get a sense of normal back, and you know, hopefully we can perform. Hopefully we'll make our town proud.
Now, Rogers State, their first game Thursday night in that overtime loss to Missouri Western. Any advantages for Rogers State to play one game in, or is there just an advantage that you had a chance to scout them a little bit before today's game?
Yeah, it probably goes both ways. I mean, they probably have an advantage in that they've played, and we probably have an advantage in that we've seen them play. So, you know, it's probably a wash, but I don't know. We'll see tonight. I think that once the ball's tipped, there's really not a lot of advantages now. It just comes down to who's going to compete harder.
Last year, Rogers State was a very physical team. Are we seeing that same type of physicality out this year?
Yes, they'll be very physical. Yep, it'll be a physical basketball game that you don't have to be mentally prepared to handle.
Now, the Northwest in the past has handled physical teams very well. I imagine you anticipate that being the same type of thing this year?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I think that we try to make sure that we pride ourselves on being physical and back, and within the rules, and hopefully we can handle that tonight.
How would you assess the team, the way they're playing in practice leading into today's game?
I think we had a really good week of practice. I really was pleased. Had a decent couple scrimmages, not great, and really corrected a lot of the things in this past week, and hopefully we carried over to the game.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have more for you, including the starting lineups, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Also from Northwest Cell, located on South Main in Maryville, along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing live auto and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882 or 582-3512 or insurewithnick.com. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers at Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Also from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300. Support also comes from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. Also from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
And welcome back to the Claremore Expo Center in Claremore, Oklahoma. It's Northwest Missouri State and Rogers State, and time for our starting lineups, which are underwritten by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. As we check the starting lineups, first of all for the Bearcats in their first game of this season. One of the guard spots will be Diego Bernard, a 6-foot junior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. Last year he averaged nearly 14 points a game. And his last game, and the last game for the Bearcats last spring, he had 20 points and 10 rebounds in the MIAA tournament title game against Missouri Southern. Also at a guard spot, Trevor Hudgens, a 6-foot junior out of Manhattan, Kansas. Hudgens had 20 or more points in 38 career games so far as a Bearcat, and last season, and he also has had 30 points in or more in 5 games as well. And he's a preseason All-American pick by Basketball Times, the MIAA Player of the Year, and the most outstanding player in the MIAA tournament. And he's coming off a year where he averaged nearly 20 points a game last year. Starting at a Ford is Wes Dreamer, a 6'7 sophomore out of Alvo, Nebraska, who played his high school basketball at Lincoln Northeast. He had a 29-point performance early in the season last year against Illinois Springfield, and he had 18 points off the bench against Missouri Southern in that MIAA championship game. Now, also as a forward is Ryan Hawkins, a 6'7 senior out of Atlantic, Iowa. A year ago against Rogers State, he had 28 points in that matchup at Bearcat Arena. He also had a game-high 44 points, or a career-high 44 points last year as well. And that was a Northwest single-game scoring record against Southern at Nazarene. And he's also a preseason All-American pick by Basketball Times. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Bearcats, Luke Waters, a 6'6 sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas. He started 15 games a year ago, averaging just over 7 points per game. For Rogers State, under head coach Justin Barkley, in his 11th season as head coach at Rogers State, starting a four-guard lineup, and one of those guards will be Raja Parnell, a 6'4 senior of Andover, Kansas. He had 6 points and four rebounds in their season opening game against Missouri Western. Also, Devin Pullum, a 6'2 senior from Little Elm, Texas, a transfer from Eastern New Mexico. He had 12 points and four rebounds on Thursday evening. And another guard is Micaiah McQuarters, a 6'3 sophomore from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Union High School. We didn't have any points in that matchup against Missouri Western. Starting at a forward spot, Brewster Peacock, a 6'4 senior out of Verdigris, Oklahoma. Honorable mention, All-MIAA player. A year ago, he had 7 points and five boards against Missouri Western. And rounding out the starting lineup for Rogers State will be Dustin Ecke. Ecke is a 6'8 sophomore out of Irving, Texas. He redshirted a year ago, and he had a big game on Thursday night, 18 points and six boards, again in that loss to Missouri Western. Bearcats in their season opener, facing a Rogers State team that's 0-1 after losing in overtime to Missouri Western 63-55 on Thursday night. This Rogers State team picked to finish fourth in the MIAA in the MIAA preseason poll. Bearcats picked to finish at the top of the conference. We'll be back and get ready for the tip-off. Northwestern and Rogers State right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville, Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. Support also comes from Edward Jones financial advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice in Maryville at 2412 South Main Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More information available at 562-7562 or at twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model, pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com. Also from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
That's the national anthem here at the Expo Center in Claremore, Oklahoma, with Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey, and we're just a few moments away from the tip-off of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball season. Again, delayed a couple days due to Northeastern State's men having some COVID-19 issues and unable to play that game on Thursday night, while the women were able to play against Northeastern State. Matt Trenton, it's been a long time for this Bearcat men's team. People get on the floor, but I think it's going to be well worth the wait. This is a very good Bearcat squad this season.
Yeah, there's so much talent. You think about a couple seniors lost from last year's team, and you hate to see those guys go without that chance to win a championship. But Coach McCollum brought in a very talented young group. Of course, you have Trevor Hudgens, Diego Bernard, Brian Hawkins, those guys taking a step forward. It felt like you saw Luke Waters and Wes Dreamers throughout that season make strides. And so you're just wondering, a full offseason for the most part, despite some COVID, but essentially a full chance of getting a weight program from Joe Quinlan, opportunities to kind of put on a little bit more muscle than it takes to play at this level. Man, I think all these guys could really step up and have a big year.
Roger State being introduced in front of the fans here at the Expo Center. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Yeah, women's basketball team picked up their first win of the year, defeating Rogers State 70-62 earlier this afternoon. As Bearcat women are now 1-1, Rogers State 0-2 on the year. And I believe, Matt, there'll be a Rogers State women's team that's going to win some games this year. Northwest came out and played very well against a very physical women's squad.
Yeah, you know, this road trip for the women, they saw a couple teams that were bottom feeders a year ago in Northeastern and Rogers. Both had made great strides, but you see at the same time what Northwest Missouri State's doing. A little bit more offensive capability, did a much better job on the glass today. And so you said it during the broadcast, that MIAA, especially on the women's side, it's going to be pretty muddy, and anybody can go down any given day.
Both teams coming out of midcourt, getting ready to tip off this game for Northwest in their Challenge green uniforms with the white numerals in trim, as Ryan Hawkins will jump center for the Bearcats. Hawkins, a 6'7 senior out of Atlantic Island. And he'll jump it up against Dustin Ecke. Ecke, a very physical player inside. And at 6'8, and Hawkins at 6'7. Bearcats will go from our left to our right to start this game. The tip is controlled by Northwest as they'll go again from our left to our right. Diego Bernard will take it across the timeline. He dribbles out to the top of the key. Inspires his dribble, directs traffic. West Dreamer steps out to pick up the pass. Now top of the key, there is Hawkins with the first shot of the season. Rims around and up, and the tip in, crashing the board hard in the lane was West Dreamer to tip it in. And Northwest out to a 2-0 lead. Some pressure at midcourt. Across the timeline with the dribble off the right side goes Pullum. Now out to the top of the key, they find Parnell. Turns, faces the bucket, looks off the left wing for Pullum once again. Dribbles out front. Hudgens checks off and picks him up. Right side pass for Parnell, near the sideline. Out front they go to Ecke. Now to Pullum with the shot clock at 7. Peacock, high post left. It's picked up by Bernard. Low post left side pass for Ecke. Drives in lane, spins left off the glass and good over Hawkins. Ecke, a player who can go equally well inside with that little hook shot from the left or the right, ties up the game at 2. We're a minute in. Hudgens out front. Looks right side for Hawkins. Guarded by Parnell. Right side for Bernard. With right-handed dribble. Pulls up. Hawkins out front. Long three off the front of the rim. The tip in. Ricochets out front and is chased down between the circles by McQuarters. Now right wing pass for Pullum. Pullum wanted to go low, does. Ecke turns, takes the jumper, misses, and the rebound West Dreamer inside for Northwest. We talked about the offseason conditioning program for the Bearcats. I think a perfect example, West Dreamer right now. Looks like he's bulked up a little bit in that inside spot for Northwest as Bernard goes into the right corner and finds Waters with a long three, misses, and the rebound and the blocks off the left side pulled away by McQuarters. And a 2-2 game, Pullum. Across the 10-second line, dribbles right side, looks out front, stepping out is McQuarters. Left wing pass for Parnell, trying to look low, instead gives it to Peacock. Left wing three on the way, banks it, misses it, and West Dreamer with the rebound.
Three rebounds already in the first 2 minutes for West Dreamer.
Hudgens across the timeline, looking at a Hillcat team playing man-to-man defense, dribbles to the right wing. Cross-court left side pass for Diego, dribbles free throw line through the lane. His dribble knocked out of bounds on the baseline underneath the bucket. Should belong to Northwest as they'll inbound baseline right. Rogers State in their home white uniform with the red numerals trimmed in blue. Inbound lobbed out to Hawkins on the right wing, just inside the arc. Backs down the lane toward the baseline. Spins right. Trying to find somebody out front for Dreamer with 3 seconds on the shot clock. Now to Hawkins in the lane. Off the glass. Won't go, but fouled as he goes up with the shot. And this will get Ryan Hawkins to the free throw line.
And it felt like he had that mismatch against Parnell. Kept trying to back him down. The double team wasn't far away from coming, but still got that just as the shot clock winding down. And leaned in there and put up the attempt and got fouled.
Hawkins going to the line. He led the team in scoring last year at 22.7 points per game. Free throw is good. He knocks down his first point of the season. He gives the Bearcats a one-point lead, 3-2, with 17:30 left in the first half. Second free throw, nothing but net. Cats up by two. For the Hillcats, Devin Pullum. And midcourt goes high post left side for Ecke. Back to Pullum right side. Dribbles with the left hand. Finds Peacock. Low post right side. Ecke trying to post up with Hawkins. Kicks it back out to the top of the key. Left-handed three by Parnell is good. And a 5-4 Hillcat lead over Northwest. Hudgens across the timeline off the left side. Dribbling in front of the Rogers State bench. Dribbles toward the left sideline. Bounce pass low and 10-4 Hawkins. And whistle on a foul. As they try to give it for Hawkins, and the foul coming up on Rogers State, and Parnell was reaching around. Got a hand on the ball, but also a bit of the body as well.
Again, trying to post up on Parnell with Hawkins having that much bigger body, and Parnell just kind of reached around there and hung on to him too long.
Quick inbound to the right corner goes to Waters. Out front, Dreamer between the circles. Hudgens getting a screen out front. Now drives the lane. Finds cutting to the bucket off the right baseline. Waters will lay it up and in. And Northwest with a one-point lead, 6-5. 16 and a half minutes left in the first half. On the left wing, McQuarters. Out front, Ecke. Looks right side to McKinnerman, who just checked into the ballgame. Left side, McQuarters with a three-pointer off the wing. Won't go. Rebound tip to Bernard. He'll dribble down the left sideline, across the timeline to the left wing. Accelerates through the lane. And his pass ricochets off a Hillcat. Intended for Waters and controlled now by Kinnerman. He'll slow it up and go across midcourt left side. Cole Kinnerman, a senior out of St. John's, Kansas. Hands off for Peacock, who goes cross court right side. McQuarters to the top of the key with the dribble. Now to Kinnerman off the left wing. Fakes left, goes right in the lane. Fade away from 10. Got it. Kinnerman with his first bucket of the game. His brother Cade played at K-State. Quickly down the lane, drives Bernard up with a shot off the left side and is fouled. This will get Diego to the free throw line.
And Devin Pullum's going to leave the floor for Rogers State. Looks like he's getting set to check out, but he injured his ankle, I think, on the offensive end, hobbling down, and then came back on the defensive side, was guarding Trevor Hudgens. Not guarding him too well because he's in a lot of pain.
Diego Bernard going to the free throw line. He was fouled by Kinnerman. Now Pullum is a little upset with himself as he goes limping over to the sideline. As Christopher Harris Jr. steps into the game to take his place, a freshman out of Fresno, Texas. Left-handed Bernard at the line. His first free throw off the front of the rim, and it bounds out. Ricardo Lynch, number 34, Joey Sirocco. Troy Sirocco into the game for Rogers State. Sirocco had 8 points and 6 rebounds, and that lost to Missouri Western. Second free throw by Bernard, and that one rattles in. Tied up at 7. Handling the point duties now is Harris. He'll take it across midcourt from our right to our left. Trying to get a pick out front by Sirocco. Does. Dribbles left side. Inspires the dribble. Kinnerman near the left sideline. Looks low post left with the pass for Sirocco. Posting up inside with Hawkins. Takes the jumper. Won't go. Rebound by Peacock. He backs it in from 6 feet off the right side. Brewster Peacock did a good job fighting for that rebound and banked it in. It's a 9-7 lead for Rogers State. Hudgens out front, hooks the pass right side. Hawkins, a long three-pointer off the front of the rim, and the rebound inside is Sirocco. And he had 6 boards in his first game against Missouri Western. Kinnerman handling the point duties. Lobs a high post right side. Gets it to Sirocco. Out front, Kinnerman. Dribbles right down the lane. As he stumbles as he goes to the baseline, a bit of a collision there, and this will come up on Northwest. I think that was Ryan Hawkins will pick up the foul, and that'll be his first. And we got a break in the action with 14:51 left in the first half. It's Rogers State 9 and Northwest Missouri State 7. We'll be back to Claremore, Oklahoma, right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's game is brought to you by the Estates of Maryville, a vintage cooperative presenting adults 55 and better in inside-outside maintenance-free individual home ownership and active lifestyle within a new development off Icon Road in Maryville. More information is at vintagecooperatives.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information is at facebook.com/planetsub. Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook.
Rogers State to inbound. Now the timeout. The inbound comes right side for Peacock at the elbow on the right. Well, handoff gets it to Harris. As the ball dribbles off his foot, rolls over to West Dreamer. And we'll have Rogers State inbounding baseline right with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Byron Alexander into the game for Northwest, his first time in a Bearcat uniform. The freshman. Out front, Kinnerman. Near the timeline, dribbles right side on Hudgens. Expires the dribble, goes top of the key for Ricardo Lynch. Lynch on the left wing, drives down the lane, left baseline jumper from 12 feet short, rebound in the lane, Hawkins for Northwest. We'll give it up to Hudgens, and he'll slow the pace up as he'll go across midcourt, finds Hawkins between the circles. Right side, Waters, out front, Dreamer on the right. Between the circles, Hudgens once again, looking at man-to-man defense out of the Hillcats, dribbles down the lane, a bump in the lane with Sirocco, and a whistle and a foul. This may go on Peacock before. We'll see here. This will get Hudgens to the free throw line. And instead, Harris getting called for the foul. That'll be his first as Hudgens went by. Hudgens, the left-handed shooter's first free throw of the year is good. Northwest within 1-9-8 with 14:13 left in the first half. Trevor's second free throw, nothing but it. Devin Pullum back in the game now for Rogers State, and will take the place of Christopher Harris Jr. Pullum with a left-handed dribble, dribbles through the jump ball circle to the top of the key. Picked up by Alexander, dribbles left. Down the lane as Dreamer picks him up, and he'll lay it up and in the Pullum. Went to the sideline a few moments ago with a little bit of limp. Apparently okay as he went driving the lane and gives the Hillcats an 11-9 lead over the Bearcats. Now front, Hudgens. Trying to work a screen by Hawkins. Looks right for Dreamer on the baseline. To the bucket, drives. Shot blocked away by Sirocco. Goes out of bounds, but there's a whistle, and Sirocco will pick up the foul. That'll be his first.
You like to see the aggressiveness, too, out of West Dreamer, something we didn't always see during his true freshman year. A season ago, but he's really attacking the glass right now on the defensive end, grabbing those rebounds, then right there, seeing him go baseline.
One thing we saw out of West last year, he was a big game player. It seemed like the bigger the game, the better he played. Goes to the line here for two free throws, first one good.
And that's not always an easy thing to do, I think, for a guy like West stepping in from Alvo, Nebraska, played small school, high school basketball, but the lights weren't too big for him.
And his second free throw is good. Ties the game up at 11. 13:40 left in this first half. Across the timeline goes Pullum. Dribbles right in front of us off the left side. Out top goes Kinnaman. Races down the lane to the right baseline. Cut off. Now Peacock goes cross court left side. Lynch. Between the legs with the dribble. Step back. Wants the three. And it won't go. A little too hard off the back of the rim. And the rebound. Alexander will give it to Hudgens. As Trevor takes the top of the key. Steps back, goes out front right for Waters. Fakes right, goes left through the lane. Distance to Hawkins in the blocks on the left side. Puts it up in as he falls to the floor over Ricardo Lynch. But Hawkins able to maintain his focus and picks up 4 points. Northwest now leading 13-11. Pullum, long bounce pass out front right for Lynch. The top of the key, Sirocco. Now to Kinnaman. Dribbles right. Down the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. Cole Kinnaman with 4 points coming off the bench. Hudgens met by Pullum out front. Fakes left, goes right with the crossover dribble. Cross court left for Waters. Passes up to three. Back to Hudgens, right side. Steps inside the arc. Now into the right corner with the Dreamer. Out front, right side, Waters. Fakes right, goes left. Now cross court, right side, Hudgens. Shot clock inside of 10 seconds. Steps back, wants the three, rims around, out. Dreamer crashing the board, couldn't get it to fall. Rebound, Peacock inside. Quick outlet, and here comes Roger State on the break. Peacock cross court left side, Kinnaman. Now left wing, Pullum thought about the three, guarded by Alexander. Bounce pass high post, finds Sirocco. To Kinnaman out front, he'll take the long three, rims out. No one but Bearcats inside for the rebound, and this will go to Byron Alexander, the 6'4 freshman out of Kansas City and Staley High School. Across the timeline on the right is Hudgens. Now Dreamer between the circles. Hudgens left wing. Wants to drive to the baseline. Pass Sirocco into a double team. Gets called for a travel. Peacock came over to cut off that baseline. Had a little bit of a mismatch with Sirocco. Sirocco at 6'8", but not nearly as quick as Hudgens. Hudgens able to go past him. But Peacock was over there to cut off the baseline and force the turnover. Tied up at 13. 11:41 left in the first half.
Northwest just 3 of 8 shooting early in this one. 0 of 4 from 3-point range. So kind of an uncharacteristic offensive start for the Bearcats, which you and Ben, Coach McCollum, talked about in your pregame interview. They had that advantage of playing that first game against Missouri Western and shaking some rust.
Kinnaman on the right side goes out between the circles for Ecke back into the ballgame. Well, a handoff for McQuarters. They swing it right side, Kinnaman. Likes to drive right as he does this time. Steps inside the arc, goes cross court left side into the corner from a quarter side to the left baseline. The runner won't go. Rebound tipped by Alexander on the baseline, out of bounds. And it'll belong to Roger State.
It's fun to watch Alexander two play defense. Just a young guy, but crashing in there, ready to help. Got back out and closed down on the man he was guarding out in the corner. And he got the basketball all over every rebound.
Quarters. Takes the inbound to the right corner. Now dribbles out near the scorer's table. Between the circles. Looks right side. Off of the wing. And getting it to Pullum. It goes low post for Ecke. And he goes underneath the bucket off the left side then with the reverse layup. 4 points in the game for Ecke. And it's a 15-13 Rogers State lead over Northwest. Alexander cross court. Left side Bernard. Long pass into the right corner, Hudgens. Dribbles inside the arc. And back out. Low post right, West Dreamer. Dreamer posting up with Kinnaman. Now to Hudgens. Long right wing three. Won't go, but a push out front by Pullum will pick up the foul. And this will get Hudgens to the free throw line for three.
Boy, just a big mental error there for Pullum. Knowing that you have to close out on the shooter, put your hand in his face, but you have to be able to kind of divert your body in the air. He just went straight to Trevor and made that an easy call for the official.
Hudgens, a 6-foot junior out of Manhattan, Kansas. And hits the free throw. Trevor now 3 of 3 at the free throw line this afternoon. Trying to tie it up now. Cast down by one, 15-14. His second of three on the way in is good. And now Trevor with an opportunity to give the Bearcats the lead. And he does as that rattles down. 1 point Bearcat lead, 16-15. 10.5 minutes left in at the first half. Some pressure in the backcourt. As Pullum will dribble across midcourt on Bernard. Dribble to the left wing. Now out front to the top of the key. as Hawkins steps out to pick him up, and a bounce pass at the elbow, intended for Icky. Stepping in front of the pass was the Waters. Here comes Northwest on the fast break. Or rather, Hawkins stepped in front of that pass. Now Hawkins to the right baseline, drives, shot blocked away inside by McQuarters, his first block of the season, and the ball goes to the Hillcats as Icky takes it top the key through the lane to the bucket on Hawkins and spins, misses the shot, and a little bit of an air ball from 6 feet out, and the rebound, Dreamer inside. Cats holding on to that one-point lead. Just across midcourt in front of the scorer's table off the left side to the top of the key. Right side, Dreamer. Out front, Hudgens. It was inside the arc. Now back out. Dreamer, left wing, long three on the way. Got it. Nothing but net. Almost over by the Rogers State bench. And West Dreamer connects on the three. And Northwest up 19-15. 9:23 left in the first half. High post left is McQuarters trying to spin on Alexander. And what we have here, make a foul coming up on Alexander. This will be Byron's first, breaking the action as well. With 9:20 left in the first half, Northwest Missouri State going on to a 19-15 lead over Rogers State. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House, or at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Information available at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Rogers State will inbound coming out of this timeout. No inbound off the baseline left. They get it high post left side. Peacock with one dribble will give it to Pullum. They swing it back right side for McQuarters. Quarters with a left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Looks right side for Buster Peacock. A shot fake. Takes the jumper to the top of the key. Good. Three-pointer by Brewster Peacock. That little shot fake was able to get West Dreamer up in the air. And then the open look. Cats in front by one, 19-18 over the Hillcats of Rogers State. Down the lane to the bucket. Driving is Diego Bernard. And Diego with the layup gives the Bearcats a 21-18 lead. Pull him into the front court on the left side. Crossover dribble off the left wing. Drives out front. Down the lane right side and throws it to the right side. It is tipped by Hudgens and then it goes off the fingertips of Parnell out of bounds on the Bearcat bench. And Northwest inbound. Hudgens and Bernard at the guards. Dreamer, Hawkins. And into the ball game for Northwest, Mascari. On the right side is Bernard. Out front, Hawkins. Now to Bernard down the lane. The right-handed layup is good on the right side of the bucket. So just a moment ago, he had a layup off the left side. This time off the right side. And Northwest increasing their lead. They're up 23-18 over Rogers State. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni in 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Today's broadcast underwritten by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599. Hillcats with it out of a timeout. Northwest in front, 23-18. Palmer will dribble to the top of the key. To go off the right wing with the pass. They go low now for Peacock in the blocks off the right baseline. Drives on Dreamer into the lane as he lowers his shoulder, goes with that drive inside and lays it up with the left hand. 3-point Bearcat lead. West Dreamer between the circles, right side Hudgens. Now to Hawkins, a touch pass to the top of the key, Hudgens. Now to Dreamer on the left side, back to Hudgens right. Long pass in the left corner for Bernard. Thought about the three, drives the baseline instead as it's slapped out of his hands and out of bounds as Jory Sirocco comes over and knocks it out of bounds. Northwest will inbound, baseline left with 11 seconds on the shot clock as Wes Dreamer goes to the bench and Luke Waters back into the ballgame. Bounce pass left corner for Hawkins. Now to Bernard, a long three off the left sideline. Good.
And they just got Diego Bernard, I think, for possibly a technical because he looked over at the Rogers State bench directly after knocking down that three-pointer. Not sure if he said something there, but the officials quickly stopped play. Now it looks like Brewster Precock has a couple free throws coming.
That's going to be the case, a foul on Diego. You mentioned during that break, Matt, that it looks like Diego might be in line for a big game offensively. He's off to a good start, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, you know, he had the layup to the left, and then he came in with that one strong to the right, and he kind of saw the swagger. They got a timeout. And then coming off that handoff from Ryan Hawkins, I mean, Diego can do anything for you, but not typically a three-point shooter. Stepped up and drilled that triple, and he's feeling it.
Peacock steps up and hits the two free throws off the technical. And now Rogers State will inbound with 7:27 left in the first half. Northwest in front, 26-22.
There's usually some friendly chirping in a lot of these MIAA games. Just happened to be that was right in front of the official.
That and with the crowds down a little bit due to what they limit for COVID-19, some things can be heard a lot easier.
Yeah.
Sirocco out to the top of the key. Took goes into the right sideline with a pass from McQuarters. He dribbles on Mascari out front. Now we have a whistle. And turnover off the baseline sideline. Northwest will have the ball. So the Bearcats will inbound with 7:10 left in the first half and a 26-22 lead. There you go across midcourt to the left wing. Steps back, looks right side, gets it to Hawkins, brings it back to Bernard, right side for Mascari. Now left corner, Hawkins left wide open, knocks down the three, but there's a whistle, and I think this will be coming up against Northwest and going on Diego Bernard as after going with that pass into left corner, a little bit of a collision inside, and Diego getting called for the foul.
You could tell he was really getting some things sped up, and it's great quick ball movement, but as he started to dart down the lane, he dished that one to Hawkins, kept his momentum going, and he took out a Hillcat player.
26-22, Northwest Missouri State with the lead, 6:50 left in the first half. Pullum, bounce pass high post right, Peacock, guarded by Waters, back out to Pullum out front, as Byron Alexander back into the ballgame, and dribbles past Alexander to the left corner, a three over Waters off the front of the rim, no, and Hudgens with the rebound in lane for the Cats. Northwest in front, 26-22, left corner Alexander, the long three, a little bit too hard, Sirocco with the rebound for the Hillcats of Rogers State. Now to Pullum down the left side, nine to the left wing. Bounce pass low left, Peacock posting up with Waters. Spin left, up with the right handed shot too hard. Rebound Hawkins, but a whistle and a foul. And Hudgens inside trying to get some position for Parnell, and it will be Trevor picking up the foul.
He had the box out there and trying to clear out more space for his teammates to get that rebound. And as he starts to apply pressure and Parnell jumps up, the officials both right there to see that and call that foul.
Fifth team fell on Northwest. Rogers State with six. Kinneman back into the ballgame. Will inbound baseline right for Rogers State. Gets it into the right corner for Parnell. Now to Ecke. Into the lane. Spins right side. The right-hander hook. No. And Hudgens with the rebound for Northwest. Now dribble down the right sideline as Northwest goes from our left to our right in this first half at the Claremore Expo Center. Out front left side Hawkins to the left wing Alexander. Now to Hudgens out between the circles. Fakes left, goes right. And we'll kick it back out for Hawkins. Hawkins drives the lane. Back to Hutchins. Right corner three on the way. Got it. And a little bit of a collision in that corner as Kinderman collides with him. They'll count the bucket, and this will get Trevor to the free throw line as Kinderman will pick up the foul.
Enough, not egregious contact there as Kinderman's flying by, but just enough that Trevor Hutchins is smart enough. I released that ball. There's some contact. I'm going to hit the floor and get this foul called.
Nothing but net on top of it. 29-22 Northwest. Hutchins with a four-point trip down the floor as he hits the free throw. Northwest up by 8. Kinderman across the timeline. Looks right side for Ricardo Lynch. Guarded by Alexander. Dribbles to the right baseline. Alexander cuts it off. Now front Parnell. Left side Kinderman. Kinderman dribbles to the top of the key. Hutchins picks him up. Pass goes low right side. Into the blocks for Lynch. Spins on Alexander. The fadeaway from 5 feet out is good. Lynch, a transfer from Stetson University. And it's a 30-24 Northwest lead. Hutchins out front right side. Quick pass right corner for Hawkins as he'll get called for the travel before driving that right baseline and slamming it down with the slam dunk. But unfortunately, the travel violation will give the ball right back to Roger State. 30-24 Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Kinneman at midcourt. Looks left side on the wing, Parnell. Now to Brewster Peacock out front at the top of the key. Right wing pass Lynch. Low post for Ecke in the lane. And Alexander from behind slaps it away, and it goes to Hutchins as he slapped that dribble away. Northwest with it off the turnover. Hutchins out front. Drives the lane right. Stops, pops, jumper good. Boy, that was just stopping on a dime that time, and Ecke went right by him. And as Ecke tried to stop, it looks like he may have turned a knee briefly, but that was a great move. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 32-24. Lynch out front, right side Kinneman for the Hillcats. Back on the right side, Lynch to the free throw line, through the lane, and a shot blocked away by Hutchins. Alexander came away with the ball, but I think Trevor's going to get called for the foul on the block. That'll be Trevor Hutchins' second foul. 4:09 left in the first half. Breaking the action with Northwest in front of Roger State, 32-24. We'll be back to Claremore, Oklahoma, right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain, merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Today's game is underwritten by State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
At the free throw line following the timeout, the first free throw is good by Ricardo Lynch. He has 3 points coming off the bench for Roger State. It's a 32-25 Northwest Missouri State lead. And the second free throw by Lynch is good as well. Now, full court pressure out of the Hillcats. First time they've shown full court pressure this afternoon. Northwest will break it as Hutchins will take it across midcourt, being pressured by Devin Pullum. Out between the circles, Waters on the right side, Alexander. Dribbles into the right corner, and shot put up and missed from the right side by Mascari. And here comes the Hillcats on the fast break. Pull him to Peacock. Wants the jumper from 10 on the right side. Puts it in over Hawkins. Brewster Peacock's a handful. He has now 11 points in this game. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 32-28. Hudgens dribbles right side. Now hooks the pass to the right side for Waters. Drives to the right baseline. Slips. As he does, a foul coming up on Ecky. Ecky not real happy about it. I think he may have a case here. It just looked like Waters just slipped on the on this floor. And this will get Waters to the free throw line.
It's not about you slipping. It's about how you slip to make it look like it's a foul.
I guess so. Luke with 2 points in this game so far. It's his first trip to the free throw line, and it's off the front of the rim. And rebound pulled down by Roger State as Pullman will slow it across the timeline right side. Northwest up 32-28. Ecky out between the circles. Looks on the left wing for Parnell. Now to Lynch out front. Looks right side, Pullman. Long three at the top of the key. Rattles around and out. Hawkins doing a good job blocking out. Will come away with that rebound. He'll give it up to Hudgens, who will just slowly take it across midcourt. Looks right side, Mascari. Up between the circles, Waters. Left side, Alexander. Now Hudgens at the top of the key. Trying to work a screen by Hawkins. Looks to Alexander, left wing, right in front of the Rogers State bench in the left corner for Waters. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Waters trying to back in. Lobs it out between the circles. Mascari. Bounce pass right wing for Hudgens, and a little shot fake, and this will be a foul coming up on Roger State as he got Brewster Peacock to bite on that shot fake. Hudgens unable to get the shot off, but boy, that was a heck of a fake there, and Peacock took it all the way.
And just in case they wanted to give the continuation, he went ahead and fired that one toward the hoop anyway.
Ninth team foul on Roger State. Hudgens at the line. One and one opportunity, first one good. He's a perfect 7 of 7 at the free throw line in this first half. Second one on the way and good as well. Let's pause quickly 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Going down the lane, Parnell slips underneath the bucket. A little bit of a contact as well. And the foul will go on Ryan Hawkins underneath. And Ryan will pick up his second foul. 34-28, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Jacob Blair is our studio engineer as Raja Parnell did the free throw line for the first time. He hit a three early in this game. Senior out of Little Elm, Texas. Left-handed shooter, and the first one good. So he's shooting a one-and-one opportunity. Transfer into this Rogers State program out of Central Arkansas. Started 6 games last year. Started his second one of this season. So he gets both free throws. 4-point game once again. Northwest up 34-30. Parnell going to the sideline as Kinnaman back into the ball game for Rogers State. And again, the Hillcats showing 2-2-1 full-court pressure as Hudgens dribbles in the backcourt. Mild pressure as he'll take it across midcourt right. Now they drop into man-to-man defense out between the circles. West Dreamer looks left side, Alexander. Out front, Hudgens. Now to Hawkins. Fakes right, goes left through the lane to the bucket with the runner. Banks it, misses it. And a whistle. And I think a charge coming up. Ryan will pick up his third foul. And this will get off the bench and into the ball game for Northwest. Daniel Abreu, a freshman out of Springfield, Missouri, and Willard High School. So some of these freshmen we've been talking about, that great recruiting class out of last year for Coach Ben McCollum, they're getting some early action here in game one.
Great athletes, some great shooters, a lot of basketball skill and basketball knowledge out there.
34-30, Northwest in front. Peacock. Going down the lane, left side to Holtz. Fadeaway jumper over Waters is good from 7 feet out. He's been a tough one to handle in this first half. 2-point game. Northwest up 34-32 with a minute and a half left. Hudgens at the top of the key. Hooks the pass to Waters. Drives the lane with the jump stop. Now fadeaway on the right side. Banks it, misses it, and Ecky with the rebound for the Hillcats. On the fast break, right side to the top is Pullum. Looks for Kinnaman. Steps inside the arc. Jumper from 10 feet. Rattles down.
And the freshman, Alexander, got a little too greedy. Went for the steal. Didn't get there. Kinnaman stepped up and had a wide open jumper.
Ties the game up at 34 with 102 left in the first half. Hudgens across midcourt on the right side. Trying to work a screen by Waters. Dribbles right. Now down the lane. Through traffic. Finds on the baseline is Abreu. Bumped a bit as he tries to go up with a shot underneath. And a whistle coming up. And this will go on Roger Stig.
And it wasn't the official on the baseline calling that one. It was the one up on the sideline in the Roger State bench. Not happy about that.
Carter Lynch picking up the foul, his first. Gets Daniel Breu to the free throw line. 6'6 freshman. Dribble several times. And the free throw rims in. His first point as a Bearcat. And gives the Bearcats a one-point lead, 35-34 with 50.2 seconds left in the half. Second one for the right-hander is off the back of the rim. Takes a high bounce and the rebound pulled down by Ecke for Rogers State. Now to Pullum across the timeline from our right to our left. Dribbles right. Bounce pass, low right for Ecke. Trying to post up with Abreu. Spins in and knocks it in. And a one-point Hillcat lead with 31 seconds left in the half. Hudgens just takes it across the timeline with that left-handed dribble. Goes to the right wing. Left-handed three. Got it. Strong first half by Trevor Hudgens. Nothing but net on that long three. He's got 16 points, and Northwest up by two with 17 seconds left in the first half. Pullum dribbling right by that Hillcat emblem at midcourt in the jump ball circle out near the timelines. Roger State. The 5 seconds left in the half. Spread things out. Now top of the key three is good by Pullum. As he goes to the floor, they will count the bucket. And the teams are going to the locker room at halftime with Northwest down by one, 39-38, thanks to that last second three to end the first half. 39-38, Northwest trails Rogers State. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell on St. Joseph, family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. We're at the half in Claremore, Oklahoma, and Northwest Missouri State down by one, 39-38, and what we expected, a physical type of game, and again, a one-point game with the Hillcats taking that one-point lead on a three-pointer at the end of the first half by Devin Pullum. Reminder that today's game, underwritten by the States of Maryville, a vintage cooperative presenting adults 55 and better, an inside-outside maintenance-free individual home ownership and active lifestyle within a new development off Icon Road in Maryville. More information is at vintagecooperatives.com. And support comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet for Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. With Matt Trent, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, really not a lot that we weren't expecting out of this first half. It's just been one of those banging type of games out there, and just a one-point game here at half.
Yeah, it took a while to kind of get into a flow, it felt like. And Northwest shooting 53% from the field, 4 of 10 from three-point range, and 14 of 17 from the line. So they got to the free throw line a lot. But it still feels like there's a little bit missing offensively. They just haven't quite gotten that groove that they could be. So that 38 on the board and the 53% in the box score, boy, it feels like that could be improved, which is crazy as that is to say. So, you know what? The first game of the season, the Hillcats were tied 25-25 with Missouri Western in their first game of the year. So they've shook a little bit of that offensively. They got into a rhythm, but Northwest is so talented on that side of the floor. It's going to be kind of fun to watch as this team develops in this game and throughout the season.
And we're at the half with Rogers State in front of Northwest, 39-38. Earlier today, it was the Northwest women defeating Rogers State 70-62. And when we come back, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women, Austin Meyer, will be joining Matt and talk about that game. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Estates of Maryville, a vintage cooperative community consisting of single-family homes with one-level living and attached garage designed for adults 55 and better, just west of Northwest Missouri State University. For more information, vintagecooperatives.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
At halftime of the Northwest Missouri State men's game, the Bearcats trailing the Hillcats 39-38. In our early game of the day, the women won 70-62 over Rogers State. Northwest Missouri State head coach Austin Meyer joining us now. And coach, that had to feel good after the Northeastern game. There were a lot of positives that come from it, but plenty of negatives and plenty of things to work on. They end up losing that one by 8, but really came out and played well this afternoon.
Yeah, we did, and the two biggest adjustments that we had from that game were post-defense and rebounding, along with taking care of the ball, which we still didn't do a great job of it today. But I thought we were a lot better post-defense-wise, getting in front, being active, helping from the weak side. And then defensive rebound, and even though we still gave up 12 offensive rebounds, I thought we did a better job of sticking our nose in. But, early on in the game, we built a 7-8-point lead, and our half-court defense was great, and our kids were playing so hard, and then we just kept giving up offensive rebounds, and it was a little frustrating. But down the stretch, I thought we played really well.
Well, you look at it, too. It took them a while before they really knocked down any three-pointers throughout the game. Their percentage wasn't good. But the Thompson girl got to the free throw line a lot, and she hit a lot of those. So the half-court defense was good, but she found a way to get in there, and that's really what kind of felt like kept it close through the first half.
Yeah, and we knew they had they had more drivers than they had shooters, so we knew that was going to be tough going in. And Thompson's as good as anybody at just getting downhill, sticking her head down and going. So we tried to get in there and encourage them to step in and take some charges, but late she just pretty much put her head down and went. And that can be hard to guard at times, but I thought overall we did a pretty good job. She scored 24 points, but it took her 16. She was 5 for 16. She just got to the foul line way too much.
They had four players that were 6 feet or taller, including a transfer in from Memphis, Maya Buchanan. When you look at that size, you end up going with Jalen Haggard in the starting lineup. You get another shooter out there, and you talked about it spreading the floor against Northeastern State. When she got those opportunities, she hit them early in this one.
Yeah, no, it was we did a great job spreading it, and she came out aggressive, and that's what we talked about in film. Even Thursday night, she didn't get a lot of looks, and everybody, she's on everybody's scouting report, so everybody knows who she is. She's a four-year player, and so we were very adamant about you know, a lot of Molly's 22 points on Thursday night was just Jay standing in the corner, Jay spacing, because they literally were not helping off. And today, you know, they helped off a little bit more. Jay got a little bit more space, and so yeah, she did what she does. And you know, she's always been a kid that can score it at a high level. But today, you know, she was efficient with her scoring. You know, 8 for 13 from the field, 6 of 9 from 3. You know, and she has, obviously, with Molly out there that can create and make things happen, it's only going to make Jalen more effective and get more shots. So, as a whole, we were really good offensively. You know, Jana struggled a little bit with the injury, but she still did some good things. Kylie. She didn't get as many looks because she had a big night the other night. But we got multiple people that can score it now and multiple options, which we haven't really had in the past.
Jalen feels like she is to the women's team what Diego is to the men's. If they get on, there's an energy that kind of goes up and down the bench.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And she was locked in, and you can see it even just shooting the last few days, even at Northeastern. And shoot around and practice. You know, I was going to be mad at her if she didn't take that corner one late, because it's kind of one of those situations. But if she's open, we want her shooting it.
Do you know the last freshman to have a double-double in their second career game?
Ooh, I don't.
Me either. I was just asking if you
okay.
do.
We'll put
Colin McDonough on that one.
obviously we struggled from a rebounding standpoint last year and the year before. And so we don't have a ton of size with Peyton being out. Ellie was great. Offensive rebounds, made some plays for us. But we're getting more rebounding from the guard position. Molly rebounds it at a very high level, which you're seeing early. Kaylee Keston, who's out with a high ankle sprain, rebounds it really well for a guard. Emma Atwood had 8 rebounds tonight. So we got a little more size, a little more length and athleticism. And hopefully we can just keep getting better.
A fun one today. We'll do it again on December 3rd at home. Coach Meyer, appreciate the time.
Sounds good. Thanks, Matt.
Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State head coach, joining us here at halftime of the men's game. The women won it 70-62 earlier. The men trailing 39-38 here at halftime. We'll take a timeout. John Coffey will be back with your halftime stats on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction and materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. Support also comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And for Maryville Shelter Insurance, agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats, Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support also comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company, Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
Northwest down at the half by 139-38. As we check the totals here at halftime, reminder that our halftime is underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company, Maryville, Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans. Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Looking at the totals, first of all, for Northwest Missouri State, shooting 53% from the field, 10 of 19, just 4 of 10 on three-pointers, though. And at the free throw line, 14 of 17. The Bearcats with 11 rebounds. Rogers State with 13. Rogers State shooting 54% from the field. So both teams shooting well from the field. And this one so far with Roger State 15 of 28. Roger State just 3 of 10 from the three-point line. And they're a perfect 6 of 6 at the free throw line. And for Northwest, 4 turnovers out of the first half and 5 for Roger State. Those are some of the key team totals. Leading the way in scoring for Northwest, a big first half for Trevor Hudgens. Hudgens with 16 points, the only player in double figures for the Bearcats. And for Roger State, they have one player in double figures, and that is Brewster Peacock. Brewster Peacock has 13 points out of the first half. So that's the way things look here at halftime. We'll be back at ready for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. And from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599. And from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support also comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/planetsub. Maryville. Also from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville, Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarryvilleSmiles.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
Well, we've got a close one going here in Claremore, Oklahoma, with Northwest down by one as we're about ready to get started for the second half. Northwest trailing 39-38 to Rogers State. A couple other close ones in MIAA men's play this afternoon in second half action. It is Pittsburgh State up on Central Oklahoma, 59-51. And Emporia State currently leading Fort A State 32-30. That's a halftime score there. And again, here in Northwest Missouri State, down by one, 39-38. The Hillcats from Rogers State will have the ball to start this second half. And Rogers State will go from our left to our right. They're in their home white uniforms with their red numerals trimmed in blue, and the Bearcats in their trailing green uniforms trimmed in white. Down to the right baseline with the dribble drive is Pullum. Out front, Kinnaman. Now cross court, left side, Peacock. To the left wing, Parnell. Drives the baseline to the bucket, lays it up and in. Roger Parnell with 7 points when driving on Daniel Brayu as he's starting the second half for Northwest. Hawkins picked up 3 fouls out of that first half. Bernard kicks it back right side. Dreamer with a 3 and a whistle and a foul. This will go on Peacock, trying to go up with the block of the shot out in 3-point range. So this will get West Dreamer to the free throw line to shoot 3. And for Brewster Peacock, that is his second foul. So Northwest trailing 41-38 as Dreamer steps to the free throw line, where he knocked down a couple of free throws in the first half. Right-handed shooter, and his first free throw here is good. That's 8 points total in this game for West Dreamer. 41-39, Northwest Missouri State down. Second free throw is good. Now Dreamer with a chance to go into double figures as he'll get his third free throw. Once again being fouled beyond the three-point arc, and he steps up and hits all three. That one rolled around just a little bit before dropping down. Ties the game up at 41. We're just a little less than a minute into the second half. Pullum Between the circles with the dribble. Chased down by Diego Bernard. Pass past high post left. Icky drives to the baseline. Bump and a foul. This will go on Luke Waters as Justin Icky went driving to the blocks off the left side. That'll be Luke Waters' first foul. Foul before the shot, so Rider State one bound into the left corner for Parnell. To Kinnaman. Back left side in front of the Rider State bench. Parnell, low post left for Icky, and a whistle here. And a foul. And this one to go on Rider State. Trying to post up inside. Foul coming up on Rider State. Icky that time gets called for the foul. His second out to the top. The key is Hudgens. Looks right side for Bernard on the wing. Drives to the left baseline. Now through double team to the bucket. Left-handed runner won't go inside. And as they come down with it, Parnell came down with the rebound and a foul on Northwest. And this will be Abreu picking up the foul. I believe his first, trying to fight for that rebound. And we're tied up 41, 18:45 left in the game. A long way to go in this one. Cross midcourt is Pullum. Expires his dribble. Bounce pass high post right for Peacock. Guarded by Dreamer. Bounce pass low, knocked away by Abreu and picked up by Hudgens as Abreu is able to reach around and slap that pass away intended inside. And now on the sideline, a whistle and a technical coming up on the Rogers State bench.
I think that's on Justin Barkley over there getting pretty upset after that last steal from Abreu for Northwest Missouri State. Kind of came around late and poked that one loose, and Barkley wanted the foul called on Northwest Missouri State. It wasn't. He had a few extra words and got slapped with that technical.
And still with a few extra words, but Hudgens coming down to shoot the first of the technicals misses his first free throw of the game. And then gets back on track as he knocks down the second one. And Edgins with 17 points. Bearcats will have it on the inbound. Bearcats regained the lead, 42-41. They were down by one at halftime, 39-38. Edgins top of the key, accelerates to the free throw line. Abreu on the right wing. Into the right corner for Bernard. Kicks it back left side for Edgins. Dribbles to the free throw line into a double team. Back right side, Bernard on the wing. Three is up, miss left front of the rim. The tip and a tip. No by Dreamer. Gets it again as he falls to the floor. Tries to push it back up. It won't go. Icky with the rebound. And now it goes left side for Pullum. He'll take it to the top of the key to the free throw line. Through the lane as he drives. There's a bump out front and a foul.
And this one coming on Diego Bernard. He was trying to come around off of that screen. He got bumped and kind of thrown off his course to get him for the foul.
And Diego picked up his third. He'll go to the sideline.
And he was really on a roll to start this basketball game. But then after hitting that three-pointer, he got called for a technical, went to the bench, and has just not been quite right ever since.
Byron Alexander in his place. And again, Hawkins on the bench with three to start the second half. Driving the lane left side. The jumper is good as Pullum lays it in. And it's a one-point lead for Rogers State, 43-42. Hudgens dribbles to the top of the key. Finds Alexander on the right wing. Right back to Hudgens out front. Dribbles right side. Sets up with the long three off the front of the rim. No. And Peacock in the lane with the rebound. Now it goes left sideline to Pullum. Pulls up in front of the Rogers State bench. Now to Kinnaman out front left. Now to Pullum. Hillcats with a one-point lead over Northwest. The teams have been exchanging leads throughout this matchup. Pullum. Test back, wants a three at the top of the key over Dreamer. Short rebound, Abreu underneath the bucket for the Northwest Bearcats, and now it goes to Hudgens. He'll take it down the right sideline, now to the top of the key. Looks right side, Dreamer on the wing. Dribbles to the free throw line, back to Hudgens left side. Into left corner, Alexander goes cross court, trying to go into the right corner for Abreu, who had cut toward the bucket, and the ball goes to the Bearcat bench, and the turnover gives it to Rogers State.
And just some growing pains there. You have two true freshmen on the floor, just not quite in sync just yet, but something that will come with time.
Kinnaman out front, dribble left side on Hudgens. Cross court right side, Parnell, dribble to the right baseline. Bounce pass, low post for Icky, back to the right side, Parnell, in the lane for Peacock, lays it in. and 15 points for Brewster Peacock, and it's a 45-42 Rogers State lead over Northwest. 16-24 left in the second half. Hudgens out front, off the drive on Kinnerman. Down the lane, left side, out front, finds Dreamer open over Peacock, off the front of the rim, and rolls in. And Northwest Missouri State ties this game up for Rogers State. It's a 45-45 game, Northwest and Rogers State. Timeout with 16:10 left. We'll be back and have more for you from Claremore, Oklahoma, right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Baumley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow has provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.com.
Rogers State with it out of the timeout. Kinnaman in the front court off the left side. We'll take it out front. Whistle. And we have a foul coming up on Rogers State. This will go on Roger Parnell, trying to set a screen, and picks up his second foul. Tied up at 45. Hudgens across the timeline to the top of the key as Northwest going from our right to our left in this second half. Out front, Dreamer. Bound back to Hudgens on the left side. Gets it to Dreamer, left wing three on the way. Off the front of the rim, a rebound fought for by Wider. So bring into the left corner for Hawkins, who checked in during that last break. Again, Hawkins playing with three fouls that he picked up in the first half. Hudgens down the lane. Kicks in the left corner. Dreamer wide open with a three. Nothing but net. Somehow they're leaving Dreamer open, and he's making them pay for it. That's his third three of this game.
That's the Trevor Hudgens effect. As he drives down the lane, he demands so much attention. At that time, it was Parnell closing in. Hudgens made a great pass around Parnell, and he couldn't close that on Dreamer in time.
Bearcats in front, 48-45, with 15:30 left in the game. Brewster Peacock will inbound and get it to Cole Kinnaman. Taken into the front court off the left side. Getting a screen out front by Sirocco, who just checked in. Now to Peacock out of a weave out front left. Parnell drives the lane to the bucket and another whistle. And I think they're going to count this one as he got that one to fall and the foul coming up on Northwest. I think this will be on West Dreamer. That'll be West's first. And gets Parnell to the free throw line to make this a three-point trip down the floor after hitting the shot. And a chance to tie this game up. And he does. He goes into double figures with 10 points. 48-48 the score, Northwest and Rogers State. Some full court pressure. Northwest will break it. Hudgens across midcourt. Byron Alexander into the ballgame for the Cats now. Hudgens dribbles right side to the free throw line. Now to left wing, Hawkins with the three attempt. Rims around and out. Rebound. Tipped up in the air and controlled by Soraka. And it's Waters reaching around to try to come up with a held ball. And Waters will pick up the foul. That'll be Luke's second foul. I think the officials tonight, Matt, getting paid by the whistle.
Yeah, they have been a lot.
But in fairness, it's been a physical game, too. It's a tie game as well. Northwest and Roger State tied up at 48-14-50 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Information available at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Roger State with it out of the timeout. We're tied at 48. On the right side is Parnell. Shot clock's down to 10 seconds as McQuarters, who checked in during that break, has it. Now Kenneman between the circles. Shot clock at 5. Down the lane to the bucket. A little off-balance layup is good. He falls to the floor, and we've got a foul. Kenneman now with 8 points. Couple officials over on the baseline to talk things over here. Foul coming up on Northwest, I believe.
They got Luke Waters for it. Trevor was guarding Kinnaman down the lane. The layup went up, and Kinnaman went down. It seemed like it was a bit of a late whistle. The bucket counts, but it's going to be an inbound now for the Hillcats.
And Waters picking up the foul. That's his third. So Cats getting some players in foul trouble as the inbound comes back out. Kinnaman on the right side down the lane. Another off-balance drive. Misses the shot. Sirocco with the follow on the putback. No. And the rebound. Waters. Outlet is tipped, but it's controlled by Hudgens for the Cats. Good. Trevor across midcourt right side. Now to Dreamer between the circles. Gets it to Hawkins. Out front Waters. Right side Hudgens. Drives the lane, finds Dreamer, right baseline, drives, hits the shot and a foul. And this will get Dreamer to the free throw line.
We talked about the freshmen earlier being on the same wavelength. They haven't quite got there, but this is year two with Trevor Hudgens playing with the sophomore Wes Dreamer. Saw him, great pass on the cut, and Dreamer wanted to throw that one down. Got fouled, still made the bucket.
Sirocco picks up the foul, his first. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. The free throw, Northwest up by 1, 51-50. High post left side, Sirocco, guarded by Waters. Now to Kinnaman, steps back, wants the three on the left wing. It's good. Kinnaman didn't get the start tonight, but he is in double figures now as he has this Hillcat team up by 2, 53-51. Hudgens dribbles off the right side, being shadowed by McQuarters. Into the right corner, Alexander drives to the right baseline. Pass Kinnaman, reverse layup on the left side is good. And Byron Alexander gets his first bucket as a Bearcat. Ties the game up at 53. 13:08 left in the second half. Kinnaman across midcourt right side. Cross court left side pass McQuarters. High post left, Sirocco. Trying to drive the, down the lane on Waters. Spins inside and gets called for... Let's see, a foul coming up. I thought they were going to give a travel that time. Initially, now they're going to call a foul on Northwest. And unfortunately, this goes on Luke Waters, and that is number 4 on Waters. He'll go to the sideline, and Daniel Brady back into the ballgame for Northwest. So Sirocco going to the free throw line. It's his first trip there this afternoon. Coming off an 8-point performance against Missouri Western on Thursday, hits the free throw. He also pulled down 6 rebounds. 12:55 left, a 1-point Roger State lead, 54-53, and the free throw rims around and out, and the rebound goes to Alexander and Northwest. McCass down by 1. Chance to take the lead this trip down as Hudgens dribbles off the left side in front of us. Now to Hawkins out between the circles. Dreamer, right side Hudgens. Takes right. Goes with the dribble. Now across court left side for Dreamer. Dreamer off the left wing with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Back out to Hudgens. Hudgens. Right side Dreamer. A long three attempt with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Misses. And Sirocco inside with the rebound. Will clear it out to Kinnaman. He'll take it down the right sideline into the front court to the top of the key. Off the right side, Peacock. Two dribbles. Hands off to Lynch out front. Cross court left side, Kinnaman. Brings it out near midcourt with 13 seconds on the shot clock. Spins right side on Hudgens. And as he does, hard to believe, another whistle here. And a foul coming up, and this will be on Northwest.
They're going to get this one on Abreu as he was guarding Sirocco, and Sirocco set the screen and then continued to move to shield Northwest Missouri State players playing defense.
Alexander to the sideline, and Diego Bernard into the game. Diego with three fouls as he set for a while.
And Hawkins missed about the first 4 minutes of this second half, also with 3 fouls. Of course, he's back in now, but the Bearcats in some dangerous territory.
Sirocco at the line and hits the front end of a 1-1. He now has 2 points. That last foul on the Bearcats, also the 8th team foul. 14 fouls in the second half for Rogers State. Sirocco's second free throw, takes a high bounce off the rim and out, and Bernard comes down with the rebound. Northwest trailing by 2, 55-53, under 12 minutes left in the game. Hudgens left side, Dreamer to the left wing, Bernard. Out front is Abreu. Now to Hudgens. Popping out is Dreamer. To Bernard. Free throw line. Back to Hudgens on the right wing. A little shot fake. Now drives the lane to the bucket. Lays it up in the air. Yes, Trevor Hudgens with 19 points. Hits the layup and ties this game up at 55. And we have another foul.
I don't know. I saw another whistle blew, but I'm not really sure what they're calling.
They put up Trevor's number. But I don't think he – not sure if they – I don't believe there was anything he picked up the foul on. On the right side, Kinnaman. Out top, the key is Peacock. On the left is Lynch. Lynch on the left wing. Cross court right side, Kinnaman. Dribbles left side with that left-handed dribble to Peacock out front. Long three on the way. Rims around and out. Rebound on the baseline. Hudgens comes away with it and gives an alley to Bernard. He'll dribble down the left sideline into the front court to the left wing. Now accelerates through the lane to the bucket on the right side. Lays it up and in with the right hand as he got past the quarters. And Northwest up by 2. 57-55. Just under 11 minutes left in the game. Kinnaman dribbling off the left wing. Now out front, they work a weave. Peacock out, goes low, and stepping in front of that pass in the post was Abreu. Knocks it away. Hudgens, right side Dreamer, three on the way. Rims around and out. Rebound, Hawkins tips it loose as the ball rolls right to Northwest head coach Ben McCollum. A whistle and a foul.
Abreu pulled in that rebound, then he got fouled by Sirocco, and the ball deflected out of bounds. But Abreu, a pretty prolific three-point shooter in high school, hasn't gotten any looks, really gotten to a rhythm offensively in that way, but he's still finding ways to deflect passes, get rebounds, and make himself a capable player out there to where those shots will come.
Inbound for Hawkins, and a reach-around foul on Roger State.
Roger State looks a little frustrated by the whistles, too.
DeRosha Parnell gets called for it. He just keeps running down the sideline like he knew he was coming out of the game after picking that one up. Didn't turn around and look back or anything. Anyhow, we have a break in the action. 10:35 left, Northwest Missouri State 57, Rogers State 55. We'll be back and have more for you from Claremore, Oklahoma, right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information is at facebook.com/planetsub.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Now the timeout early. Diego Bernard has a layup off the left side, giving Northwest a 59-55 lead over Rogers State with 10:09 left in this game. Kinnaman out to the top of the key on the right side. Fakes left, goes right down the lane on Hudgens. Misses the shot. Hudgens blocks him out and comes away with the rebound. Cats with a chance to increase their lead, 59-55. Northwest Missouri State in front. Northwest right now on a 6-0 run. Abreu out front. Looks left side for Dreamer to the left baseline. Back out left side. Abreu open. Three on the way. Takes a bounce off the back of the rim. Rebound tipping lane for Hawkins. Hawkins puts it back up and in on the right side as he went past Ecke and puts it in. 6 points now for Ryan Hawkins. 61-55. Northwest in front. Cats beginning to get a little bit of momentum as driving the lane is Ecke, and he'll lay it up and slam it down with two hands. 61-57 Northwest. Bernard on the left wing. Now left corner. Abreu drives the left baseline. Finds Hudgens right wing into the right corner. Hawkins from three-point range won't go. Rebound. West Dreamer on the baseline. Sees it inbounds, but it goes to Ecke. And the Hillcats will go left to right. 8:59 left in the game. Northwest in front, 61-57. Palom on the left side, takes it top of the key. Dribbles right side at the free throw line right, takes the jumper, rims around and out. Rebound on the baseline, out of bounds, and it belongs to Rogers State. And we got a break in the action with 8:47 left in the game. Northwest 61, Rogers State 57. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Today's game is brought to you by the Estates of Maryville, a vintage cooperative presenting adults 55 and better in inside-outside maintenance-free individual home ownership and active lifestyle within a new development off Icon Road in Maryville. More information is at vintagecooperatives.com.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakesaintjoe.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow has provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Roger State out of the timeout. Driving the lane is Parnell as he goes inside with a little spin move. Gets called for the travel and the Bearcats 11 with 8:39 left in the game and a 61-57 lead over Roger State. Hudgens dribbles through the jump ball circle to the top of the key from our right to our left, looking at man-to-man defense out of the Hillcats. Left-handed dribble down the lane. Gets it left side for Hawkins. Hawkins at the free throw line. Now to Hudgens' left side. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Steps back, wants the three off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound. Ecke inside for the Hillcats. Out left side goes to Parnell. He'll slow things up. Didn't have the numbers. And finds Kinnaman between the circles. Bearcats in man-to-man defense, as always, as Kinnaman dribbles left side, now through the lane to the right baseline, lobs it out front right side, Pullum drives to the free throw line, cut off by Bernard, now Icky low post left with one dribble into the lane, misses the shot, rebound Northwest as Diego Bernard comes away with it inside. We'll give it up to Hudgens with 7:40 left in the game. 61-57 Northwest. Hudgens on the right side to the top of the key, finds Bernard near the Bearcat bench. He'll drive the lane on the left side and lays it in. And Diego with 14 points, 63-57 Northwest. Continuing to play with the lead here. 7:20 left in the opening game of the season for the Bearcats. Dribbling right side, Pullum. Peacock out front. Left side goes to Kinnaman. Just pass cross court right for Parnell. Now low post for Peacock in lane, and his dribble stolen away by Hawkins. As Hawkins came over on the help side, as Peacock is trying to post up inside, comes away with the steal. 63-57 Northwest. Hudgens dribbles to the right wing. Now to the elbow left side, and left corner Dreamer drives to the left baseline. Back to Hudgens left wing. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Hudgens in lane, kicks it right side for Bernard. He'll drive the lane, but before he does, gets called for the travel, and the turnover gives it to Rogers State. Reminder that today's broadcast brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599. 63-57 Northwest with 6:40 left in the game. Sirocco back in the game inside for this Rogers State team. They got some size in there. They'll be trying to post up with Abreu. Pullum into the front court left. Being chased by Bernard. Now on the right wing, Parnell. Top of the key is Lynch. Pass pass, a little left, Sirocco. Again, posting up with Abreu, spins and brings it out front. On the right wing is Lynch, the three, nothing but in. 7 points for Ricardo Lynch coming off the bench. He had six in their season opener with Missouri Western. Three-point game, Northwest up 63-60 with 6 minutes left. Hudgens dribbles right side, hooks the pass top of the key. Abreu open, instead will drive through the lane. Goes low for Hawkins, who takes on the right side of the bucket, and then a little pivot move to the left and lays it in.
I don't think anybody would blame Abreu for taking a three-pointer there, but went in, took the head fake, and got the high percentage shot with Ryan Hawkins underneath. A nice team play by the freshman.
5-point Bearcat lead. Peacock out front. Spared his dribble, and Wes Dreamer all over him. Finally gets a pass away cross-court left for Pullum. Will backpedal near the timeline as Rogers State spreads out their offense with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Pullum, long three is too hard off the left side, and Wes Dreamer with the rebound. 65-60, Northwest in front. Hudgens and across midcourt left side. The man-to-man defense out of the Hillcats. He'll dribble out to the top of the key. Hooks the pass left wing. Abreu open. Three on the way. Got it. And the Cats opening things up just a bit. 68-60. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Rogers State. 4:57 left in the ballgame. We'll be back and have more right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Information available at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Today's game is underwritten by State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882-582-3512 or insurewithnick.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300.
They've outscored Rogers State 15-5 over the last 4 minutes and 58 seconds. Northwest Missouri State in front 68-60 with 4:50 left in the game. Rogers State with it out of a timeout. Peacock will hand off to Fulham. It'll dribble out between the circles. Bounce pass out front right goes to Parnell. Dribbles to the free throw line as he spins into a double team. A whistle coming up and a foul on Northwest. This will go on at Diego Bernard. He'll pick up his fourth foul. So Bernard and Waters playing with four fouls. Ryan Hawkins has three. Picked up all three of his fouls in the first half.
And Bernard there got in a roll. The fouls really took him out of his rhythm, but he has found and been a spark for Northwest again in this second half and picked up that fourth foul. Quickly looked at Ben McComb and kind of shook his head and said, "I'm all right. I won't get another."
Parnell at the free throw line, a left-handed shooter, and knocks down the first one. That's 11 points on the afternoon. Parnell's perfect at the free throw line. And not anymore as that one rims around and out. He is 4 for 4. 68-61, Northwest Missouri State in front of Rogers State. Northwest with it across midcourt, left side goes Hudgens to the right wing, Bernard. Out of Hudgens left. Trying to work a screen out of Abreu. Dribbles the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and they're going to count the bucket, and a foul on the floor on Rogers State.
And Parnell can't believe it as he picks up the foul. Thought it should have been a charge, but the official immediately pointed to that arc underneath the basket. Had his both feet in there and can't draw the charge inside that. Otherwise, it was a good job. He stood in there, held his ground. But a good take there by Trevor. And
boy, one that he just kind of delicately went through a couple three defenders going through the lane and is able to get off a good shot and get to the free throw line. And increase the Bearcat lead to 9. Which is the largest lead of the game for Northwest. Coach Justin Barkley taking some time making a substitution here. That foul on Parnell was his fifth. This gets Dustin Ecke back into the game. And at the line, free throw by Hudgens misses as Abreu went hard to try to come up the rebound, knocked it away, but it is picked up by Kinnaman, and Kinnaman across the timeline. Out between the circles. Dribbles left side, and as he does, timeout coming up here. Where they? Looks like he's dribbling over toward the left side. I think Rogers State wanted a timeout, or at least wanted them to go to the video monitor over on the far side.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what they're going to check. The last play was a missed shot and Abreu going for a rebound and got knocked to the ground, but nothing back on the other end.
While this is all being discussed, let's take this 10-second break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. 4:06 left in the game. Northwest with a 9-point lead, 70-61 over Rogers State. Season opener for Northwest. We're in Claremore, Oklahoma at the Claremore Expo Center. Facility that is just off of campus here in Claremore with the campus on top of a big hill, and the campus overlooks the community of Claremore, so that's hence the nickname Hillcats for Rogers State.
It is a pretty nice campus. We got to go take our own tour of it yesterday.
Three of the biggest statues you'll see on a college campus, too. But 70-61, Northwest Missouri State in front. After all that, the officials checked the video monitor, didn't see anything that looked out of the ordinary, and the Bearcats on defense facing this Rogers State team. Pullum out between the circles, looks on the left side for Lynch. They gave him a little bit of room out front, and Russell coming up here, and a foul on Rogers State inside. This will go on Dustin Ecke trying to get some position inside, and he picks up his third foul.
And he's got such the size advantage on Daniel Abreu inside, but Abreu has really been a thorn in Ecke's side throughout this second half.
Cats trying to add to their nine-point lead as Bernard taking over the point duties here. Goes across the timeline from our right to our left. Looks and finds Abreu back to Bernard through the lane to the bucket. Lays it high off the glass and good. That was a good job by Bernard on a number of occasions, but that pass kind of hit him in the head as he corralled that. Was able to then do a little pivot into the lane and have the layup. Northwest up 72-61, their largest lead. Out front, Peacock launches the long three, misses it. Rebound on the floor to Hawkins. And Ryan dribbles down the right sideline in front of the scorer's table. Across the 10-second line and gives it up to Bernard. Now to Hudgens. Hudgens dribble off the right side with 3:13 left. Alex Elrace through the lane. Kicks it to left wing. Dreamer. Bounce pass left baseline for Hawkins. Trying to find Bernard cutting through the lane and finds on the right wing Abreu. He'll dribble down the right sideline to the right baseline. And now back out front for Hudgens. Four on the shot clock through the lane. Trevor goes and he's knocked to the down and a whistle and a foul as Peacock kind of got him by the neck and we'll pick up the foul, I believe. Instead, they're going to give this on Kinnaman before Hudgens was able to get to Peacock inside. And Kinnaman will pick up his third foul. Ninth team foul on the Hillcats. Both teams with nine team fouls in this second half. Trevor going to the free throw line where he is 9 of 11 this afternoon. And hits the first free throw here.
How about that for a stat line for Trevor Hudgens? 22 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 0 turnovers in 37 minutes.
You almost take that for granted watching him game in and game out as he hits another free throw. He's just something to watch. Hits another free throw, Northwest in front, 74-61. Pulling into the front court off the left side, guarded by Bernard out front. Dribbles left. Trying to use Peacock as a shield. Drives the lane to the bucket on the right side. Lays it in. And it's a 74-63 Northwest Missouri State lead with 2:33 left. Bernard into the front court left. Dribbles through a double team through the lane. Trying to kick it to Abreu, who had cut toward the bucket. As the pass went toward the left corner, ball goes out of bounds. Turnover gives it to Rogers State. 74-63, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. They've led by as many as 13 in this one. Opening things up here in the second half, Northwest was down by one at halftime, 39-38. Ecke takes a pass in the blocks off the right side and lays it in. And he goes into double figures with 10. And now full-court pressure out of Rogers State as the inbound goes to Hudgens. Goes in front of the scorer's table as he crosses midcourt. Dribbles out between the circles. Finds Dreamer left sideline. Back out to Hudgens. Dribbles right. And a little bit of a bump. And a foul coming up on Rogers State with 1:52 left. Foul will go on Ecke, who picks up foul number 4. Ecke, their big 6'8 sophomore out of Irving, Texas. Redshirted last year and was out on the perimeter there with that bump with Hudgens. And this gets Trevor right back to the free throw line as he knocks down another free throw. Ten-point Bearcat lead, 75-65. And it's back to an 11-point lead as Trevor hits another one.
And just his first half points alone, Trevor moved into 10th all by himself all time in scoring for Northwest Missouri State career points. So just behind Ryan Hawkins, among others, ahead of him.
76-65, Northwest in front. 1:44 left. Now Peacock on the left wing to the left baseline. The runner a little too hard. And fight for the rebound. Hawkins comes away with it, fighting with Peacock. And foul coming up on Roger Steve. Now, when you look at some of these records that this current Bearcat team has a chance to set as far as career totals, by getting an extra year on top of this, they'll put some of those records out of sight.
You put an asterisk on some of these, John Coffey?
Well, we'll have to ask Colin about that. Colin McDonough, the Sports Information Director at Northwest, says Hawkins goes to the free throw line and hits a free throw.
Cardinal Collins, a good Northwest employee and Bearcat alumni. You know he's listening to the game right now, so I'm sure he'll text us with an answer.
Hawkins hits the second. And it's a 78-65 Northwest lead with 1:36 left. Kinnaman will bring it across midcourt left side for Rogers State. Long three between the circles. Misses too hard. Hawkins with the rebound. And he'll give it up. And with on the left side is West Dream. He'll take it across the 10-second line. Zaya Jackson now into the ballgame for Northwest. And one of those freshmen that coming into this program this year. Out between the circles. Girls right side. Pass, though, is stolen on the sideline. Down the lane left side is Lynch, and it's stripped loose, picked up by Hawkins for Northwest with a minute left. And Northwest up 78-65, ball stripped loose, layup by Pullum is good for Rogers State. And Pullum goes into double figures with that layup. 56.7 seconds left in the game, Northwest 78, and Rogers State 67, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakestjoe.com.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com.
56.7 seconds left, 78-67, Northwest in front as the Hillcats from Rogers State going to full court pressure and a quick foul off the inbound. McQuarters picks up the foul for Rogers State. He got a start today, but McQuarters hasn't seen a lot of playing time. West Dreamer was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line as he'll shoot a couple here. 56.4 seconds left as Northwest looking to go to 1-0 on the young season. And the first free throw by Dreamer this time is good. West putting in a solid performance today. 79-67 Northwest.
West reaching that 20-point plateau. And you think the Bearcats doing all this and pulling away in this basketball game, only getting 8 points from Ryan Hawkins. He also has 6 rebounds, but a lot of foul trouble for Northwest. Missouri State has adjusted this roster throughout this lineup to where we've seen a lot more freshmen playing today.
Dreamer misses the second free throw. Long three by Kinnaman on the left side. Rolls out, picked up by Hawkins down that right sideline. Diego Bernard trying to dribble through a couple defenders. Ball slapped loose, picked up by McQuarters. Now left side for Pullum from three-point range is good. Devin Pullum knocks down the three with 32.9 seconds left, making it a 9-point game. Northwest in front 79-70 over Rogers State, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Estates of Maryville, a vintage cooperative community consisting of single-family homes with one-level living and attached garage designed for adults 55 and better, just west of Northwest Missouri State University. For more information, vintagecooperatives.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
We're back in Claremore, Oklahoma. Northwest 79 and Rogers State 70. 32.9 seconds left in this game. One of those where Northwest just kind of slowly built the lead up here in the second half.
Yeah, you know, kind of got that injection of energy coming in from Diego Bernard. Daniel Abreu has come up with some big plays. West Dreamer has really played a solid basketball game throughout, starting off his sophomore year here. So this will be a good one for the Bearcats to take back home.
Looking at full court pressure, trying to get the inbound, and a timeout's been called by Ryan Hawkins now with 32.9 seconds left. Again, 79-70, Northwest with the lead over Rogers State. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow has provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Jacob Blair is our studio engineer. 79-70 Northwest in front of Rogers State. Bearcats will look to inbound and take it the length of the floor against full court pressure. This time, Diego Bernard will inbound. As man-to-man, full-court pressure. Gets the inbound to Hawkins. Back to Diego on the break to Hawkins. Or rather, Hudgens lays it up and in on the left side as Trevor Hudgens has the layup as they break the press nicely. Now down the other end, driving and laying it up and in is Devin Pullen with 22.9 seconds left. And again, the full-court pressure as Northwest will get the inbound. Brayu dribbling on the left sideline and a bump and a foul by Peacock. And Brewster Peacock will pick up his third foul. Check that, his fourth foul. So that's foul number four on Peacock. And getting Daniel Brayu to the free throw line. Richmond is 1-for-2 at the line this afternoon. Total of 6 points. Free throw rims out.
A couple other games going on, John Coffey. Emporia State leading Fort Hays State 62-60 inside 90 seconds left. And Missouri Southern trying to hang on against Newman 81-79. The Lions are in front. And earlier today, Lincoln beating Central Missouri 86-80.
Just looking at the scores around the conference on both the men's and women's side during first weekend of action, there's a lot of close games.
It's going to be kind of interesting to see how this first month goes, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt. Brayu now with his second free throw misses it, and we'll get called for a reach over trying to get the rebound as McCorder's had him blocked out and comes away with the board. So 20.1 seconds left. They'll go to the other end to shoot some free throws. Two free throws coming for McCorder's, the sophomore out of Tulsa. And he got the start today. Hasn't seen a lot of minutes. Free throw here is a little bit too hard. Played in 23 games last year. Back into the Bearcats, number 12, Trevor Hudgens. Hudgens into the game. And Alexander goes to the sideline. And the second one is good by McCorders. It's his first point of the game. Once again, full court pressure of Rogers State. And a whistle off the inbound. And this one coming up on Kinnaman. Fan behind us, not real happy with that call. So you get the lesser crowd due to the COVID-19 protocol. Some of the fans get to be heard a little bit more than normal. Hawkins will go to the free throw line. And his free throw is good. He's got 9 points this afternoon. 82-73 Northwest with 19.7 seconds left. And his second one is good as well. Double figures for Hawk. And a 10-point Bearcat lead. At midcourt is Pullum. Drives through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Again, the full court pressure. And a long baseball pass from Bernard finds Hawkins. Races down the lane on the right side and lays it up and in. 85-75, Northwest in front. Outside, a long three put up by McCorders. It misses, and the rebound down to Bernard, and another foul on Rogers State. Lynch with his second.
I think Rogers looks kind of content to let the clock run out. 5.8 left, down by 10, and that was kind of a ticky-tack foul down to the corner right in front of the Rogers bench, and they kind of threw their hands up saying, We didn't even want that one. There have been a lot of whistles in this game.
Yeah, there have.
Both ways.
Well, and in fairness, too, it's been a very physical game, yes. Which really no surprise. I think knowing coming into this game that Rogers State, one of the more physical teams in the MIAA, and Bernard misses the first free throw, we'll have a second. So, I mean, it's
42 fouls today.
My. Second free throw, good by Bernard. Cats up 86-75 with 5.8 seconds left. Pulling at midcourt. Out front, launches the long three. A line drive is good as he knocks it down. Now 86-78, inbound comes in to Bernard, and the buzzer sounds. That's the end of the game, and Northwest Missouri State goes to 1-0 on the season as they defeat Rogers State 86-78. We'll be back now. More for you from Claremore, Oklahoma, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300. Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakestjoe.com.
And welcome back to the Claremore Expo Center in Claremore, Oklahoma. With Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Northwest Missouri State with a sweep of a doubleheader this afternoon. The women earlier winning over Rogers State 70-62, and the men's game 86-78. The final score, Northwest coming up with the win. Castrell by one at halftime, 39-38, but just kind of methodically and slowly built that lead up in the second half once they got it into double digits. They were really never let Rogers State get back in the game.
No, they didn't, and we saw just a classic Trevor Hudgens game as well. He's finishes with 27 points, 6 of 10 shooting, 13 of 15 at the free throw line, and just continues to show that there's not much out there he can't do.
Yeah, well, as if we didn't know that before.
I know. Well, he's so good, too, yeah. At this point. You're like, oh, he had 27 points. He kind of lulls you to sleep with just what he's doing out there.
Just makes it look so easy, doesn't he?
He does. But you know what? If someone our age got out there, they might go out there and just tear their hamstring up.
That has been known to happen.
Yeah, or in a tennis court.
So. Yep, yep. 86-78, Northwest with the win over Rogers State. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Clarinda Regional Health Center. Clarinda Regional is open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. The walk-in clinic is also open from 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointment information is at clarindahealth.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891, now offering renter's insurance and options for first-time homebuyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the area for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
86-78, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Rogers State. Again, it was a one-point game at halftime. Northwest trailing 39-38, but they got some things rolling there in the second half and picked up the win despite getting some players into foul trouble early in this one. But that strong bench came through here again this afternoon with some guys stepping up and taking up the slack.
And a bench you expect to be strong, but I guess you're really not sure until you get into a game like this because you're looking at a lot of young players stepping in. And you think about Diego Bernard had three early fouls. Ryan Hawkins had three early fouls. And he had a few different guys that kind of got into some trouble there. Luke Waters also had four fouls, didn't play much at all in that second half. And so, Wes Dreamer in the starting lineup played a phenomenal basketball game, but then you see Mitch Mascari come into the basketball game and play well in that first half. Daniel Brave got some really good minutes down the stretch. Byron Alexander. And then Isaiah Jackson got to see the floor a little bit, just get into the groove of things too there in that second half. So, you know what, that's building depth because you don't know what's going to happen throughout this season, whether it's just you're in a class with somebody and you're forced to quarantine because somebody in the class got it. The rest of the team's okay, but that's going to call on some younger guys to really have to step up and make plays. And so I think this is a big game to be able to step into an arena like this. You're on the road, you're playing a physical team, an NCAA tournament team from last year, and to get these minutes early on.
And win Northwest with the victory 86-78 over Rogers State. Back with more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. The credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Support also comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insuredNick.com. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore in the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville on South Main. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prunery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. Also from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back in Oklahoma at the Claremore Expo Center with Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we looked at the totals at halftime, and both teams shot pretty well from the field in the first half, and they really continued that in the second half. Both teams over 50% from the field. The Bearcats shooting 55.6% for the game, and for Rogers State shooting 53.6% from the field. So both teams, despite being a physical game, were able to find the hole today.
Yeah, and you look at Rogers, 39 points first half, 39 points second half. They shot exactly 53.6% in both halves. Now, Northwest, on the other hand, 10 of 19 in that first half, but really stepped things up in that second half, 15 of 26, and just utilized more possessions, it seemed like, of making the most of them. Didn't hit more three-pointers. I mean, that wasn't it. It was just getting in there and hitting free throws when they could, but also just opening things up. And we saw Trevor and Diego really get going there and kind of rip this one open. And so an eight-point win today for the Bearcats, but a solid one at that.
Bearcats had the free throw line shot 76.3%. They were 29 of 38 at the line. And Trevor Hudgens leading the way, 13 of 15 at the free throw line. Trevor ending up with 27 points to lead the team in scoring. Also on double figures for Northwest, Wes Dreamer had 20. And Diego Bernard with 17. And Bernard was 7 of 9 from the field. He also hit a 3 and was 2 of 4 at the free throw line and pulled down 3 rebounds. They were the in double figures, and also Ryan Hawkins getting into double figures there by the end of the game with 12 points, as he said. A lot toward the end of the first half and the start of the second half after picking up 3 early fouls, but still able to get double figures with 12, and he had 6 of 6 at the free throw line, pulled down 7 rebounds, so despite getting into some foul trouble, found a way to contribute here.
Yeah, he did. And even when he was out there and shots just weren't falling for him, he still got in there, scrapped, and got some big boards.
And again, the final score, Northwest with the win, 86-78 over Rogers State. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions, including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration, through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, and carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com. Also from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrx.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. And from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to our post game. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Rogers State, 86-78. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a game where it was a physical one, like we talked about in the pregame, and it just really found a way to open things up in the second half. And once you kind of got a little bit of a cushion there, never let Rogers State back in it.
Yeah, you know, we had a game plan going in, and you know, to where we got some, we were trying to get some good penetrating pitch and get some kickouts to some shooters, and we just didn't do a very good job of that tonight. Offensively and then defensively, we were unaggressive. We kind of let them do it to us. It just wasn't our best day in regards to, you know, our team and myself for that matter. And part of that's just game slippage. The other part is I thought that after their loss, you know, they probably went back to the drawing board and played much better, you know, you know, it just, I don't know. We have to play a lot harder if we want to win games in this league.
How much of it do you feel just the first game, getting some of that out of the way and just kind of getting back in the flow of things? Did that play a role in any of that today?
Oh, absolutely. And new guys are playing and they're trying to figure it out, and we're trying to figure them out. Just, you know, it's just you got to play with effort. You have to play. The way we play is with extreme enthusiasm and extreme effort. And when we don't, when we have guys in the game that don't, it just absolutely kills us. And I wasn't a great coach. We weren't great. But the beautiful thing about it is you win. And any road win in the MIAA is a huge win.
Yeah, and this is a very good Roger State team, too.
Yeah, they're tough. I mean, they're just really well coached. We knew they'd be physical. We knew they'd get after you. We knew that they were upset about their loss the other night. We played similar defense to how Missouri Western did. And tonight they played different offense. And part of that was because we weren't as physical as we should have been. And part of it was, they were much better.
When you talk about maybe getting a flow and some things going, with it as being as physical as it was, there was a lot of stoppage in play just due to the number of fouls that were called. And you've mentioned before, and you thought it was a well-officiated game, and it's just one of those games where there were just a lot of fouls out there. Is it hard to get a lot of some of those things going when there's just that many stoppages in play for free throws and things?
A little bit. I mean, they weren't backing down. You know, they were physical, and you can only call so many. And I thought that they did a great job of calling enough both directions, and it's one of those things that I don't think it's that. I think it was just more us. We need to do a better job.
Well, and one thing too, you talk about getting a lot of the young guys into the game. You get them in early in game one, and one of these seasons where you never know how things are going to turn out roster wise with potential quarantines and different things down the line, where I would imagine it's important to just get some of your young freshmen some opportunity here today.
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, we were trying to play more, and then it just didn't go our direction, so we weren't able to play more kids. But hopefully we can get a better rhythm in the next game and get our offense to a higher level. It's just, again, it wasn't our best day.
But how much fun was it just to get game one out of the way here and to get out and actually compete here?
It was great. You know, it was fun to compete, and I wish we would have played better, but it was definitely fun to compete.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's Ben McCollum, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We'll be back, have more for you on our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More information available at 562-7562 or TwaddleRealty.com. And from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville, Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years, Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Sure Grow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, Sure Grow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on Sure Grow products and services at 660-446-3376.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back on our postgame after a doubleheader sweep of Rogers State in Claremore, Oklahoma this afternoon. The Northwest women winning 70-62 earlier, then the Northwest men pulling things out in the second half with an 86-78 victory over Rogers State. With Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. And really didn't get much better than this. A couple road wins and a chance to head back home.
That's right, John Coffey, and headed to a nice kind of holiday weekend there of, well, not holiday weekend. We have a little bit of work to do next week, but you head into Thanksgiving with the way the schedule works out. There's not much going on there, so a chance to kind of go back, watch some tape, get some practice in, and get yourself ready for some big home games coming up in December. But it's a good way to end this road trip.
And as far as the women's game goes, again, a good win for Northwest on the road, and seeing a lot of the young freshmen on the women's team step up and make some big plays and help out today.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the fun part about both these teams. Even the men's team that you like, wow, they've got so many veteran players that they're going to carry them. Both teams really have kind of a good youth movement of some players that can step in and fill big roles. And whenever you need them to, they can step in and score, play defense or whatever. And so it's going to be fun to watch these players develop as the season goes on and really get that chemistry.
And that women's game, and Jalen Haggard had 28 points to lead the team in scoring. Molly Hartnett, the freshman point guard, 17 points to go along with 10 rebounds. And then you look at on down the line there, everyone contributed in one way or another, whether it was on the boards, out rebounding a very physical team inside in the Rogers State women, that everyone found a way to contribute in that one.
Yeah, and that was really big. You talk about the rebounding. I think they out-rebounded, 41-30 in that basketball game, and that's something that Northwest has struggled with in the past. And, you know, Jalen was two off of a career high, and she eclipsed the 1,000-point mark for her career. So that's a good feel-good game as you end this road trip of getting that win, but also coming out and playing so well and being such a key cog for a team. And talked with Austin Meyer a little bit about it at halftime of the men's game when he came on with us. And, you know, Jalen is a lot like Diego Bernard on the men's team, that once she gets rolling, she kind of has that energy that everybody on the team feeds off of. It gets everybody up to another level. So seeing her come out and play like that, I think that was big.
And the men's game, again, Northwest was down by one at halftime, but able to come out in the second half and build up a bit of lead and hold on for the victory. And there again, you look at some players that stepped up. Trevor Hudgens, game in, game out, put him down for some of those totals, it seems like. But he just finds a way not only to get his numbers, but do it at times when the Bearcats really need him to come through.
Yeah, he went to the free throw line a lot and was, 13 of 15 from the line this afternoon, and really just stepped up with some big plays. But maybe the ones that kind of go under the radar when you think about those 27 points were him driving down the lane, the defense collapses, and he makes an athletic pass to get the ball into the corner for Wes Dreamer, or Wes cutting the baseline, a nice bounce pass to him, and nearly gets the dunk, but the and-one opportunity there. So he does so much scoring that we put so much of an emphasis on that he really affects all facets of the game.
Bearcats go to 1-0 on the season in the men's side. Rogers State falls to 0-2 after losing to Missouri Western in overtime Thursday night and then losing to Northwest Missouri State here this afternoon, as Rogers State opens up their year, dropping two games at home, and for Northwest, able to go on the road to pick up a win.
Yeah, and he would have liked to have seen them get two, but unfortunately couldn't play Northeastern on Thursday due to some COVID issues with the Riverhawks. But you still make the trip down to Oklahoma, and you get a big win over a team that was in the NCAA tournament last year. And they're physical. They're talented once again. Who knows what will happen with this group.
All right, that'll do it for our broadcast here this afternoon from Claremore, Oklahoma, our first trip into Claremore. And it's been a good one for both of these teams. So hopefully we'll be able to continue this on down here.
Oh, I think we'll be back in Claremore a lot over the years.
All right, well, we know we'll be back in Oklahoma here before too long on New Year's Eve Day, anyhow, with that Northeastern State makeup game. So,
yeah, heck, anymore you don't know when a game might pop up.
That's true. That is very true. And we'll let you know through our social media as well as on our affiliate radio stations, including our flagship station, KXCV in Maryville, Missouri. Again, our final scores here this afternoon in the women's game. Northwest women go to 1-1 on the season with a win over Rogers State, 70-62. The Bearcat men 1-0 on the year with their win over Rogers State, 86-78. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast, Matt Trenton, along with our studio engineer, Jacob Blair, and Ryan Milkey making the trip down and helping us with everything that he does out of the athletic department. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Claremore, Oklahoma.